When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, what's up? Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Gillibo, your host of Side Hustle School. And today I'm bringing you our weekly segment known as Failure Friday. It goes out every Friday, conveniently packed between Thursday and Saturday. It is a collection of short stories all about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. What goes wrong? You're always hearing about successes. What goes wrong? How do we learn from it? You know, and just like our Throwback Thursday segment, you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled to get something off the ground or has otherwise encountered some, you know, severe difficulty. Today's short story features Luke Lorick from South Carolina. And we told the story of his tailgating challenge project on episode 1746. Luke is, I guess I would say, the world's foremost expert on tailgating. Tailgating is essentially, well, I'm not even sure how to describe it. It's like going to have a party or a barbecue in the parking lot, often of a major sporting event. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's a whole episode on it. But Luke actually makes a few thousand dollars a month from a blog and review site about this sport/activity. But guess what? Luke's Facebook page, which was very popular, 150,000 followers, was hacked. And I actually had this problem myself, too, a few months ago, not to sidetrack here, not to tailgate my way into another story, but everything that Luke says here about Facebook not being helpful is absolutely true. I have to say, it's not just him. So when you hear this story and think, why didn't Facebook help him? Unfortunately, that's just the way. All right. So let's hear the story from him, along with the eventual resolution and an important reminder, perhaps, for some of us about updating your passwords. You need to hear this. Don't let this happen to you. Luke's story coming up. I'll do a quick little analysis and wrap up at the end.
Hi, my name is Luke Lorick. I run Tailgating Challenge, and this is Failure Friday. So my failure came in 2018, running social media platform Tailgating Challenge. And it all happened on my birthday. And so I call this a failure because it's something I didn't properly protect my business for. You've seen this happen more since then too. Pages are lost. They're taken over by hackers. I watched as my Facebook page of 150,000 Tailgating Challenge fans was taken over by a hacker. To the point, they kicked me off of my own page. I had no control over my own page that I worked years to build. Years to build with companies and interactions and building some genuine, authentic trust with my fans. As I sat back and watched, the hacker started to post things that were less than family friendly. And so a lot of people were offended, and I lost thousands of fans over the course of this month. It took a month to get it back. And so my failure in this was not properly seeing that this could happen and not properly protecting my brand. So I went through everything I thought possible. Facebook is no help. There's still no help today. So they're not going to help you with this. I even contacted the police. The police did nothing with it. I contacted the FBI. I got no response on that. I continue to contact Facebook in every way possible, but as we know, their customer support is almost non-existent. I finally found my win because I have a registered trademark for my brand. I then said someone was infringing on my trademark. Someone reached out to me. They said, we'll give you back access as a moderator to your page, and you will have to work it out with the other person that had taken over the page. So I took it over, I kicked them off, and I changed all my passwords to all my accounts and all of my email accounts. And I recommend every single person put on your double authentication so that someone can't just hack in there without having your phone to get that extra code off of there as well, too. That's a big takeaway. And then having to go back and apologize, own it, and know that we lost thousands of people through it, but you can bounce back from it. So again, I am Luke with Tailgate and Challenge, and this was Failure Friday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. I'm so glad Luke was able to get back on his feet there and eventually get that page back. But of course, it has a cost, you know. And as I said briefly, like, this happened to me too. You know, this happens to a lot of people. And sometimes it's because, you know, you might do something dumb and click the wrong link or something. But, you know, hackers just get more and more sophisticated these days. So if you do make that mistake, you know, don't feel terrible, like, it happens. But also sometimes it's you know, just kind of outside your control. So, I mean, the one thing you can do is change your passwords, you know, set up that two-factor authentication that I think Luke mentioned. You know, everyone is a target. You know, that's the bad news. The good news is if you have some basic security, you know, hackers tend to move on because there's, you know, plenty of other fish in the sea, right? Plenty of other people out there who haven't updated their passwords. Anyway, Luke, keep up the good work, man. You are the tailgating master. Appreciate him sharing this transparent and truthful story. Check out the website, tailgating-challenge.com, or follow him on Facebook to help him rebuild. Again, that's Tailgating Challenge. If you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We've got a new episode coming out every single day, 7 days a week. I hope you'll subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. It is all completely free, and it's such a joy to bring you this program. My name is Chris Guillefeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.